Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
42 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine, live here on the Now Network. Come on, worship
oh
him.
My God.
A change is going to come.
Jesus. Yes, yes. Oh, I say like you said the other night, man, a change. I've already changed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you tonight, Jesus, that a wonderful change have come over me. A wonderful change have come over me. A wonderful change, hey, Lord, have come over me. Oh, Father, I thank you tonight, Jesus. Father, I thank you. I praise your name tonight. Hallelujah. I glorify your name tonight. I lift up your name tonight. You said in your word, hallelujah, that if we lift you up, you would draw all me, you would draw everyone unto yourself. Just as Moses lift up the serpent and the devil, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And we are here tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. All those on the Now Network, Blog Talk Radio, the internet, online, won't you lift up your hands tonight in the spirit? Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said if we lift him up. Come on, somebody. He said if we lift him up, hey, Lord, he will draw all men. He talking about he'll draw everyone unto him. Just go ahead on and lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, lift him up so the world can see. And he'll draw everyone unto himself. We're here tonight on these airways. Hallelujah, Jesus. To lift up the name of Jesus. I'm here tonight. And I'm on a Now Network. And I can't do nothing on my own. I can't do nothing on my own, hey, somebody. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without God. I can't do nothing without him because I love him. I love God. And I love him. He first loved me, and now I can love him back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said in John, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 to 16, God sent his son into the world to die for us. He sent his one and only begotten son. His only one and begotten son to die for us. Hallelujah. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You know Jesus substituted his life for yours and mine. He took your place. And he took my place. And he hung there on the cross for you and I to give us eternal life. Hello, somebody. And I want to say to you tonight, I have 7 ways that God loves us. There are 7 ways that God loves us. There are minimal ways in this Bible that God loves us. But I want to give you 7 ways he loves us. Amen. And I hope you have your pad and pen and write these down. Hallelujah. 7 ways God loves us. Number 1, John 3:16 and 17 say God loved us with atoning love. You look at that word atoning, atone. He atoned for our sins. Hallelujah. He atoned for our sins. And number two, God loved us with calling love. Calling love. That's in 1 Peter 2:9. Write it down and read it later. Read the whole chapter. Number three, God loves us with redeeming love. Romans 8, chapter 3:3-4. Write it down. Read it later. Read the whole chapter. Number four, God loves us with justifying love. The book of Romans, 3:23-25. Write it down. Number five, God loves us with adopting love. Romans 8, chapter 15. Number six, God loves us with sanctifying love. Write it down. Sanctifying love. I'm glad he sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number seven, God loves us with glorifying love. 1 John 3:1-2. Write all of those scriptures down. Read the whole chapter. Read it in your study time. Amen. That's how much God loves you. He atoned for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, man of God. Good evening to you, man of God. Thanks for being on this Now Network tonight.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. You are loved.
Thank you, Lord. And good evening to everyone who's listening at me tonight by the sound of my voice. And I'm speaking to you tonight from the voice of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, in 52 weeks of love, week 46, hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yes, Lord. God is good, amen, and his mercy is everlasting. And I want to say to all of y'all that listen tonight, Jesus loves you. I heard the man of God say the other night, we don't talk enough about Jesus, and we don't. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us so much. He loves us. He loves us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have their Bible, would you get your Bibles and turn with me to 2 Corinthians, that's the 5th chapter, verses 17. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 17. And it reads, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation, or a new species. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, in week 46, we got one more month to go and a few days, y'all, to cross over. To cross over. We are crossing over into the new year of 2018. Hello, somebody. Yes. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's my text. I want to use for a text from this verse. A wonderful change. Hello, somebody. I'm talking about a wonderful change tonight. A couple of weeks ago, I ministered on the secret place. But God could change your topic. He'll change your sermon. He'll change your text. And all of a sudden, God changed it. When I should have been coming back to talk on the secret place. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke on the secret place, which was very awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. And tonight, I will be ministering to you a wonderful change. A wonderful change from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Hello, somebody. Hello. I want to say to you tonight, the secret place is a three-part series. However, I believe in letting the Holy Spirit lead me. I believe in letting the Holy Spirit lead me. Like I said last week, the message was awesome word from the Lord. And I believe in my heart that God wants this word tonight for his people. Are y'all there? God wants me to bring this word tonight to the people of God. My brothers and my sisters, a wonderful change. This is my topic by Tremaine Hawkins. Tremaine Hawkins saying, change. A wonderful change has come over me. She can sing it. And I declare it. Since I let Jesus come into my life, y'all better hear me tonight. And since I let Jesus came into my life, I have not been the same. I am free, saints of God. I am free. Oh, yes, I am. I am free. I am free. I am free. Oh, yes, I'm free, saints of God. I am free. Hey, Jesus. Jesus washed all of my sins away. He forgave me and cleansed me. Listen at this, my brothers and my sisters. Salvation is free to all. You don't have to pay for it. Salvation is free. You don't have to pay a dime. It's free. But it's because Jesus, his life and his blood was shed for us. Did y'all get that? Let me say that again. He washed all of my sins away. He forgave me and cleansed me. Salvation is free to all. But it caused Jesus, his life, and his blood was shed for us. Thank you, Lord God. God raised Jesus from the dead. And now, right now, not tonight, not tomorrow, but now, now as I speak to you, from the sound of my voice, now we can be changed. Glory to God. We can be changed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What had me bound? You know, that was time when all of us, say some of us, all of us, was bound. We was bound. What had me bound? What had you bound? Y'all don't mind if I testify right now, do you? Listen, I didn't know Jesus one day. I heard about him, told Jesus. And I'm so glad I did. On my way to a burning hell. But Jesus had mercy on me. A wonderful change. The things I used to do, I don't do anymore. The places I used to go, I don't go anymore. I've been born again, hey, Jesus. Washed in the blood, hey, Lord. I'm so glad I'm changed. I say I am glad I'm changed tonight. I am changed, somebody, hey, Jesus. But how does this change come? Are y'all listening tonight? But how does this change come? I am glad you asked. Thank you for asking me. Let's get in the word tonight. Look at Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. And it reads, that if thou, that's out of the King James Version, T-H-O-U, and the New King James Version reads, that if you shall, Old King James say, if thou, New King James say, if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, hey Lord, and shall believe, and thou heart that God raised from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10 goes on to say, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, hey Lord, confession is made unto salvation. Did y'all get that? Confess, my brothers and my sisters, confess with your mouth and believe. Believe. Believe with your heart. That's no change until we change from the inside out. We don't change from the outside in, y'all. We change from the inside out. From the inside out, we change. Yes. Then we got a testimony of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 and 8. Say we saved by grace through faith. Saving grace. We are saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves, because we can't save ourselves. Only the power of God can change us and can save us and set us free. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation, a new feces. All things are passed away. Behold, look, all things are become new. Not something, all things are become new. Hey, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at this word, therefore. Therefore. The word therefore means, for that reason, because of, if we are in Christ, listen at me, my brothers and my sisters, and my co-laborers in the gospel. Listen, y'all, if we are in Christ, a change must come. Are y'all hearing me? My brothers and my sisters, I'm talking to everyone that listened to me tonight by the sound of my voice and aid of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the word therefore means, for that reason, because of it, we are in Christ. A change must come. Did y'all get that? A change must come. I don't care how low down you live your life. Let me say that again. I don't care how low down you live your life, or if you're living it, and I include me too. When Jesus Christ comes in, change will surely come. It says he is a new creature. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. New, not old. The old you, the old me changed. We changed, y'all. The old you, the old me changed. If you change, and you know you change, I can't see you, but lift your hand in the spirit and say, that's me, sister, I'm changed. You too, my brother. Lift your hands and say, I'm changed. Go ahead and lift your hand and say, I am changed. Hey, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, let me share this with you. Back in the days, they used to say, your mama, your daddy, my mama, my daddy, my grandfather, all of those back in the days. You know what they used to say? They used to say, I looked at my hands, and my hands look new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Well, I'm here to tell you, saints of God, it's not the outside that changed, hallelujah, Jesus. It's the inside. It's not the outside that changed, it's the inside. You say you looked at your hands, they say, and they did too. They looked at their feet, and they did too. But I'm here to tell you, that was the only way that they could be able to testify and describe how they received Jesus. By looking at their feet and their hands. But let me tell you something tonight, my brothers and my sisters. Look at your feet right now. Your feet are the same. Look at your hands. Your hands are the same. I don't know when you got saved, but it had nothing to do with the outside. It's the inside. It's the inside. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you, saints of God, it's not the outside that changed. It's the inside. It's the heart. It's your heart. It's the spirit. It may sound funny, but I imagine the experience of this new life on the inside was so, so overwhelming, so wonderful. They didn't know how to describe being new. They always would say, I looked at my head, I looked at my feet, or they saw something, or this or that. No, that was the only way they could describe how they became a new creature. But now we know different. We know now that our inside, our inner man, our heart, our spirit changed. We changed from the inside out, not the outside in. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. It's powerful, y'all. Hey, Jesus. It's powerful. It's so powerful. Jesus comes into our heart by faith. We receive Jesus Christ in our heart by faith. And the Holy Spirit endows us with power. Thank you, Lord God. These old songs, I want y'all to hear me tonight. These old songs keep coming in my heart. The one that said, he's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. We need to go back. Man of God, and all those who are there, you're a minister, pastor, or evangelist, you pastor the church. We need to go back to some of the old songs. Don't take out all the old ones. It's okay for new songs. But let's go back. I remember my brother. He was ill. He was real ill. He could call me every day and he'd talk to me about Jesus. And I shared the word of God with him. And he was hemorrhaging with by the nose. He was sick. And he knew sooner or later he was getting ready to go to be with God. And he told me he's going to give his life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ. And they baptized him one Sunday. And so many family members and friends, and the church was packed. And when they got ready to baptize him and take him under the water, y'all need to hear me. I got so full of the Holy Ghost and fire. I began to cry. I fell on my knees at the floor. And I stayed there. And when they say come on, and they took him in to dip him under or to immerse him in water, I heard the pastor say, turn the bell. I done got over. Turn the bell. I done got over. I done got over at last. I done got over. And then all of a sudden he starts singing his other song. Take me to the water and baptize me. Take me to the water and baptize me. And now when you see them at church now, they're baptizing. They hit the chemo one or two times, dip them under, and they go. Turn the bell. When they said that, I was on the floor. Just to see and hear and see my brother go down for the last few weeks. God is good. Y'all hear me? Don't take all the songs out of the church. All the old songs. Leave some in. Sing some of them old songs. I was singing in the other day, hey, Jesus. And I said, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let the light, hey, Lord, from the lighthouse shine on me. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Old things are passed away, y'all. The old is passed away. You and I have been forgiven. Y'all need to hear me tonight. My brothers and my sisters, I hope you listen to my brother. Old things are passed away. The old is passed away. You and I have been forgiven. Did y'all hear that? Jesus said it all. Jesus said it all on Calvary. His blood was shed for you and me. Glory to God. Hey, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And the Living Bible says it's this way. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. You're not the same anymore. As you lift your hand and say, I'm not the same anymore. I got both of my legs lifted because I know I'm not the same anymore. I got them lifted by the Spirit. I am not the same anymore. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Saints of God. My brothers and sisters are co-labor in the gospel. Listen at this. The tag is still on me. I say the tag is still on me. Y'all see it? You may say no, but you can see it in the spirit. You know when you go to the store and you buy a new suit, a man's new suit or a woman's suit, you come home, the tag is still on in case you have to take it back. Well, I got saved and I'm born again and I still have the tag on me. I still have the tag on me. Y'all see it? How much is it? How much it costs? Listen, John 3:16. Write it down. Isaiah 53:5. Write it down. Romans 10:9-10. Write it down. Jesus paid it all. You see the tag? Paid in full by the blood. Hey, Lord. Jesus paid it all. Not just for me, but for you. Yes, Lord. Did y'all get that? Jesus paid it all. You see the tag? Do you see the tag? No, you can't see it in the spirit. You can't see it, but you can see it in the spirit. The tag is still on me. What about you? You still have your tag on. Yes. And it's a paid in full by the blood. Jesus paid it all. Hey, Lord. Not just for me, but for you too. Brand new saints of God. brand new, unused. God prepared to live with him. God prepared us, I'm sorry, to live with him. Remember when he created man in the garden? The first part of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him. He. Male and female created he him, them. Thank you, Lord. Since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, listen, y'all. Do y'all hear me? Hello, somebody. Since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, every man born after was born with the sin nature. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. The Amplified Bible says in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 5, even when we were spiritually dead, even when we were spiritually dead, hey, Lord, and separated from God, without a Savior, because of our sin, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by grace, his undeserved favor and mercy. Lord, thank you, Jesus. You have been saved from God's judgment, y'all. We have been saved from God's judgment. And I thank God I've been saved from judgment, damnation, and hell. Woo, God. Jesus wanted to do it for us, and he did. And I'm so glad. Hey, Lord. I'm so glad he did. Why are you so glad, Virginia? Hey, because he loves us. That's why I'm glad. Because he loves us. I could talk about loving Jesus all day, all night, 24/7, but I have to sleep. I have to eat. I have to go places, but I love him. I love him. As I listen to my niece, y'all will hear this. I want y'all to hear this. This happened about a couple of Fridays, last Friday. As I listened to my niece give her powerful testimony last Friday, and how the Lord came, she said, and got her. She said, the Lord came, and he got her. He came, and he saved her. He came because he loved her. When she said, God came, got me, I want to fall on the floor. God came, got her. Can you see how much he loved us? How much he wanted to change us? He saved her. He saved you out of Nisha and delivered you. He gave me such a change in my spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hey, Lord. A wonderful change. Yes, Lord. A wonderful change. Yes, Lord. You out there today under the sound of my voice. Hey, Lord. You might be thinking, Evangelist Virginia, I'm doing this. Or I'm doing that. God can't change me. That's what somebody's saying right now. I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and God can't change me, but the devil is a liar. I'm here to tell you God can change you. I don't care if you're smoking pot, mojo, marijuana, Jack Daniel, whatever. God can change you. God will reach down in the guttermost, save you to the uttermost. He will save you. Hey, let me say that again. You might say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. God can't change me, Sister Virginia. But I'm here to tell you, the devil is a liar. God can't change you. God will reach way down into the guttermost and save you to the uttermost. He will save you. Yes, he will. Yes, he'll save you. I know Jesus will come into your heart and change your life and make you complete. Y'all need to hear me tonight. I know he will give you a new life. He will give you a new walk, a new town. He will fill you with his holy power. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all today, listen. He will give you a wonderful change. Oh, God, see that emotion. Yes, Lord. Yes, he will fill you with his holy power. I'm telling y'all today, he will give you a wonderful change. Let me say this before, oh, Jesus. Let me say this, my brothers and my sisters. I hope y'all are still listening. I want to say this. If you're on the line, the airway, Blog Talk Radio, the internet, online, I have a sinner's cry here. That if you know you're not saved, you know you're separated from God, you without a Savior, you're doomed, you're lost. And I'm going to tell you, like I say about me, you're on your way to hell. You need a Savior. You need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And if you're there and you know you're not saved, I can't hear you, but God can hear you. But I can hear you in the spirit. Jesus, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin. I ask you to forgive me. You said that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, I would be saved. I believe that you died for me and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart with my confession I made, and I'm believing in my heart, and I'm now saved. Say it again. Say, I'm now saved. Say it one more time. Say, I am now saved. If you prayed this prayer tonight, hey, Jesus, God bless you. You are now saved. Glory to God. You are in the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Get into a Bible-believing church where they teach you the word of God. Seek God. He'll bless your life. I say seek God. Seek God with all of your heart. Seek him. Seek God. And he'll bless your life. In the name of Jesus, man of God, are you there? Hallelujah, Lord. Shedding the old kosher. Did he hear shedding the old kosher? Did he hear kosher? Hallelujah. Man of God, is there anyone on the line that needs prayer, need to be saved? Have you just given their life to Christ and repeated your sinner's prayer? Or they have a testimony or a praise report. Hello. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen, amen. If you dial 1 if you have a comment tonight, prayer request, or just want to get involved with the conversation tonight, dial 1.
Jesus.
Minister Terry, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia.
Oh, my Lord. Man of God. Hallelujah.
Good evening. Good evening, family. I tell you, the beautiful woman of God. You've been on fire. Hallelujah. A wonderful change. Glory be to God. Yes, a change must come. And I love when you said, look at your feet. Those ain't going to change. It's going to change within that heart. Ooh, glory be to God. You nailed it. Ooh, I'm just over here. I'm just, oh, I was just saying, my God, my God. I tell you, I love you, beautiful sister, and I love you for bringing it real, bringing it real to us. I tell you. It just,
yes, Lord.
Ooh, just gives so much confirmation in his word.
That's right.
Each and every night listening to the Now Network, to all the pastors, the ministers, evangelists, apostles, you guys are always bringing the word of God, and it brings so much clarity. Ooh, glory
thank you,
to
my
God.
Sister. Ooh,
I love you, my beautiful sister. I love you.
Too.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the thing about the word of God is that even though he brings it differently to different people, if you really are in agreement, you hear the same word. The only thing I've been hearing is, what's my assignment? I'm on a journey for 5 days that anytime anything comes up, whether good, whether bad, whether not knowing, we're going to reach up to the Lord and say, what is my assignment?
What's my assignment? Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I can have clear direction. I got a big decision to make. No. Let me go to the Lord and say, what is my assignment in this? Because everything is for purpose. Everything that we go through is already been planned, set forward for us to endure, for us to go through, and for us to come out. It says, let the redeemed. Oh, my God. Let the redeemed say so. Oh, what's my assignment, God? I've had to use that about 10 times today already.
Hallelujah.
Went to the store. Somebody jumped in line in front of me. I held my pace. I looked up to the Lord and said, what is my assignment in this?
Hallelujah.
He said, just worship me. Let him go. Just worship me. Let him go.
Yeah.
What is my
worship
assignment?
Him now.
Right. That's right. Right now. God bless you, Minister Carrie.
Right now. God bless you all. Love you all, family.
Love you too.
Amen.
Minister Carolyn, you're live on 52 Weeks of Love. Good evening, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, saints. How is everybody doing? I was going to say something, but first, what you just said about someone jumping on your line and you was like, oh, I just have to hold my tongue. What is my assignment? This was a serious matter, but that was funny because I was picturing you, Pastor E. But nonetheless, as always, awesome. It was a couple of things that stood out for me because when she was talking about a wonderful change, and then because with me, that's what I'm working on, a change. Yeah. I sometimes I'm like all over the place. I'll get a thought and I run with it. And my teammates that work with my organization, they're like, you come up with all these ideas, but you're not doing it. And I'm like, just do it. And one lady asked me the other day, she said, is God telling you to do this? Are you? And I'm like, that's something to think about. So that right there was confirmation. And then the feet, the look at your feet. I thought about that, and it's like I'm looking at my feet. I'm looking at them because I want to move into a new direction. I want my feet to take another step closer with God. I want a new look on life, and I want my feet to move with my mind. In order for my mind to move, I want my heart to be right with God. So all of that was like, it was like full circle and things that I have been thinking about. And then it all goes back to your feet moving and then this being confirmation and then my assignment. And all of it together is a wonderful change. And that's just what I wanted to comment. And as always, I would like prayer for my wonderful change. And just to thank you all for being a part of my life. And that's it.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You want to pray for her, evangelist?
Yes, praise God. Praise God for you, Minister Carolyn. Praise God for you. I thank God for you, and I love you. And Minister Carolyn.
Yes, ma'am.
Nancy, my sister, I love you. And God loves you, too. Jesus loves you. This is why God sent Jesus into the world to die for us. that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he loves you. He loves you. And you're talking about a wonderful change. A wonderful change. You know what? God is not through with you yet.
Amen.
Just
God
starting.
Is not through with you yet. And I want to say to you today, he's not through with you yet. A wonderful change have come over you. But guess what? God got so much on the inside of you. He's a fire in your belly.
Praise
and he got a word in your mouth. And he got a word in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
And let me pray for you that God, oh, thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands, my sister.
They're
lift
lifting.
Your
hands. They're
let
lifting.
Me say this to you. God loves you. And you're talking about a change. Tremaine Hawkins, you're talking about a change. You want God to change you. You've been changed,
yes.
But he's going to change you completely and totally. He's going to do an overhaul on you. Father God, we thank you right now for Minister Keller.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for right now, my Father.
Right now, Jesus.
Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus.
In the name.
To touch her.
That's above everything.
Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
That's good.
Touch her, Lord.
Right now.
Touch her. Touch her, Jesus. Not tomorrow. Not this week. But now.
That's my feet.
Hallelujah.
Right now, hey Lord, right now, right now,
we thank you, Lord.
We say now, we
right now, now,
keep saying it now.
Now,
in
the name of
Jesus, thank you, Lord, for changing. Thank you, Lord, for changing.
In the name of Jesus,
right now,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive
you
right now.
Delight yourself in him. Delight yourself in him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
I believe you right now.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Praise your name, Jesus.
God said all things work together for the good for you, for those who love God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
God is telling me to tell you no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
No weapon. I don't care what it looks like, Melissa Callis. What it seems like. You be like the woman in Luke 18 and 1.
Oh, my God.
When she went to the unjust judge.
Jesus.
And she said, I want you to avenge my adversary. And he told her, I don't fear God, nor do I fear man. But you keep going back and you keep going back, but you go back to Jesus.
Yes.
And you ask Jesus, hey, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's a happy day.
Yes.
In Jesus.
Mr. Kelly, I got one more thing to say to you. I pray for you for a financial blessing. You didn't mention that, but I pray for a financial blessing.
Hallelujah.
I pray that God will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is getting ready to do something in your life. I've been listening to you talking. God's getting ready to do something for you, Melissa Keller.
Praise the Lord.
You go on to receive it. Receive it.
I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise your name. Thank you.
It's dynamic that you went there because we want to share this on our network. Minister Carolyn has been covenant with us, and she's about to launch a citywide, California-wide promotion, and I want her to share that with you about her toy drive for Christmas. We're going to commit to those five. Now, I didn't want to put this on Facebook, but I was going to tell you the next time you came on that P2P is going to get you five toys, and we're going to get others
praise
to get you five toys. We're going to get some toys built up for you, and we're going to partner with you in the Christmas drive this year. normally we do our own thing to P2P. We have many covenant partners that when I ask, they send. We're going to partner with you on your toy drive this year.
Yes.
But we're going to commit to five from P2P, five from myself, and five from my covenant partners. I'm already calling you out there. But we want you to share with our listeners what you got going on,
yes,
and how they could get involved here in the Southern California area with helping these children to be blessed.
Yes,
okay. My husband has been incarcerated for 28 years, and I hooked up with an organization called the Wifey Yard, and what it is, it's a group of women that have husbands that are incarcerated doing life sentences, and the children's dads are incarcerated, so they're lacking a father at home for Christmas. So what we've planned is to give them like a big Christmas party. Anyone in the CDCR correctional facility, they are welcome to come. We're gonna have a Santa Claus, the tree, and it's gonna be on 52nd and Central. So we're just inviting any child of any inmate, whether it be a mother or a father that's incarcerated in the system, to come out and be blessed with what we have to give them. So it's an honor that you thought of me. And I migrate, I move around. I was at first just bound to my neighborhood, but now I'm working with the Wifey organization. And then if we have toys left over, I'll donate to two different churches, Bethel Unspeakable Joy on 87th and Central, and then another church in Lancaster where I live.
Amen. As I said, we're going to partner with you. I'm going to talk with you this on Tuesday about how we can kind of do a joint venture, and we can help you maybe in entertainment, maybe in sound systems, maybe what can we do to make it really a blast for this Christmas occasion. I want my covenant partners to hear us here that when we covenant, that means we're going to support. And five toys.
Amen.
Come on, you be up in all kind of stores and you see them toys that look very minimal to you, but they're great to these children. Get five toys or send me the donation. We'll get five toys.
Thanks,
we'll make sure that we can bombard and no child is left behind. And not that we have toys left over. Let's make sure when we talk Tuesday, that we really get the organizations that we want to really help. I have a couple that I have in mind. I know Sylvia Nunn's Angels is always blessing the community. And then another ministry, I won't put that name out there right now, that I want to partner with, that we can maybe do something really, really grand for the kids. And that's so dynamic that you said that.
Yes, it is.
Just because someone breaks the law, just because someone made a bad decision, the kids shouldn't have to suffer, but many do.
They should.
Because now there's only county assistance. There's only this and there's only that. And kids are left behind. Let's not leave anybody behind. Not that we could cover the whole city or a whole nation, but the people that we're connected with, let's leave no one behind. Everybody's going to get one gift. And we're going to make sure that happens. So
amen.
That's something else we're going to pray for in that arena too. But we with you here, my sister. I heard you. I hear you crying on out to people and things like that. I just want you to know, stop.
Mm.
You got the support you need. We're gonna partner. We're gonna commercial it. We're gonna every broadcast let you come in and share. Every time you dial one, we're gonna let you also share what's going on with your ministry and this dynamic. As soon as I saw CDC, I said, I have to be a part of that because that's very detrimental. So God bless.
And I will see you tomorrow. I'm not going to San Diego. I will
see you tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Bless you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
No one else has dialed one. Evangelist Virginia, any closing remarks from you? If not, I have a dynamic song to close us out in.
Yes, Lord. Well, man of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. When you said okay, I thought that was it.
I wanted to just say that when you listen to people, you talking to people, you preaching to them, and you can discern in the spirit, you can receive things that may be going on with these people, and you need to speak it. And I listen to Minister Callan a lot, and I be knowing and some things God be wanting me to say to her. And tonight I just picked up in my spirit, I just received that there is a financial problem that she's in and other things that she needs. And you know what? God gonna make it happen.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Before we close out, there's another caller. We want to be very respectful for anyone who dials one. Area code 214, last 46557. You are live on 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia.
How you doing, Pastor E? This is Sister Lee.
Hey, Sister Lee, how are you?
I'm good. I enjoy the program. I always get your notices about the program. But I, too, wanted prayer, and also I like to partner up with you for some money. I don't know how to send it or whatever, but I would like to for Christmas to help somebody else. And also I need prayer. I just need prayer.
I'll text you the information, but we're going to pray.
Amen.
Just the prayer. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what just dropped down right now. Can we have a prayer of agreement?
Yes.
You want prayer me to start? You better go ahead, girl.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, Heavenly Father God, first of all, we submit and surrender all. And in surrendering, Lord, we say we desire more of you. Forget our needs.
Yes,
forget
Lord.
Our stuff that we're going through. Can we just throw that on the altar and let it be done that we can now stand before you and say thank you.
Thank you
for
Lord.
Your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Thank you for your
thank
word.
You.
Thank you for your revelation, but also thank you for relationship with other like-minded believers that we're not alone. Thank you that we can depend on one another. Thank you that we can trust one another. And now we can start to believe in one another because it's not by power and might, but by you. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray for every prayer request out there. We open up the portion room right now for those that have made it through and can make it through to the next day. Give freely. And for those that need to just jump in. The portion room is the place that we have designed to give freely to God that he can bless those who are in need. So have your way.
Have your way,
that
Lord.
That part's done. So let's get back to the most important part. Lord, we love you. We worship you.
Yeah,
we honor you.
Oh, Lord,
we thank you. We bow before you right now, Lord. We surrender. That word, surrender. It's heavy in my spirit.
Surrender.
So, Lord, I pray for an agreement of surrender. Not just one, not just two,
surrender.
But everyone under the sound of my voice. Not by command,
Lord.
Not by order,
yes.
But by
yes.
free will, I surrender.
I surrender my all to you.
Anything I have, Lord, take it. Anything you want me to do, I'll do it. Anything you won't have me to say, I'll say it. But most of all, I will worship you. I will show you the respect that is desired by you. I will give you the honor that you deserve. And I will bask in the glory that you have provided that I can be with you right now in the name of your son, Jesus.
In the name of your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Anoint us. Baptize us. Fill us with your spirit. We have not made it. We have not achieved. We will not, but give us more.
More, Lord.
Through our prayer life. Give us more through our study life. Give us more through our love life. Give us more by our servant life. Give us more by our humility life. Give us more.
More, Lord.
As we die to ourselves and decree and declare that you'll live.
More.
Yes.
More of you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we remove the yoke from this world about you. We take the burden that this world has on you. And, Lord, we say, blame us. Let us take the position on the cross that you could be who you truly are, God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, my Father. Thank you, Jesus.
No longer will I be negative. No longer will I serve anything that's not pleasing to you. I surrender all. Go ahead, woman of God.
This morning, when I woke up, this man of God, I'm listening at you saying surrender. And I woke up this morning, and sometimes I say it, and then again, I don't say it all the time. It's whenever I'm led by the Holy Spirit. And this morning, I woke up, and I had both my hands lifted up, and I was awake, and I said, Holy Spirit. I said, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. You say I could cry, Abba, Father. I say, what would you have me to say today? What would you have me to do today?
Thank you.
Where do you want me to go today? I was just asking him what he wants. Holy Spirit, good morning. I just want to know what you
Thank
want
you.
Me to do, where you want me to go, what
How
you
can
want
I serve
me to
you?
Say. I said, I do it. I serve you with all of my heart. I serve you with every part of my being.
Thank
I
you,
serve
Jesus.
Him with my all. I lift my hands and I surrender all to him. I surrender all to you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I submit my life to you, Lord. I surrender.
Thank you, Jesus.
I surrender. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender. Oh, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
Minister
worship
Sir Ryan,
you.
Come on
yes,
in.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you for this message on today. God bless you, woman of God and man of God and all those that are assembled here today. Bless each and every one of you. For the woman that asked for prayer.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yo, we're here.
God is going to use your brokenness to bless you. Oof. Hallelujah. Mm. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. That was the last
thing. Look, when it gets simple, it gets plain.
Hey.
I'm going to say that again. When it gets simple, it gets plain.
Yeah. Mm.
Receive the word of God right now. Anyone else, dial one. The Holy Spirit is moving on this line
yes,
right
he,
now, which it already has.
Yes,
I'm just letting it be known in case you didn't think it was. He started the line. He's still on the line, and he's continually pushing the line. But now he's available for you. Any request you have, any
yes,
prayer
on.
You may need,
yes.
any fellowship that you may desire, reach out
yes.
and touch right now. Oh, my God.
Right now. Oh, my
we
God.
Bless you.
Jesus. Bless you,
we'll
Lord.
Wait on you, Lord. We'll wait on you.
Yeah, we'll wait on you. I don't mind waiting.
We'll wait on you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, we don't mind waiting. We don't mind waiting.
We wait on you. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, bless it, bless it, bless it, bless it.
Don't mind waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know there were 500 people at least that were told by Jesus to wait until the promised Holy Spirit came? But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight there's a remnant of people who know that they need Him more than anything else, that have a singular focus. That if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment?
Come on, make this your anthem.
I don't mind rain.
Make a joyful
I
noise.
I don't mind rain.
I don't run away.
I don't mind rain.
I want you to know tonight,
The desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. If you're desperate in this room, I dare you to lift up a sound. That's why we declare, the closer he comes,
when Jesus was.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.